faults are the only thing in your grab bag. Everything is wrong. It's your fault. Even your mood, just your mood, and you see yourself different. Just your mood has to change, and suddenly you have a whole different idea of yourself and of life and of the cosmos. People are fickle, you, me, and everybody else. That's not a fault. That's how we are. In its most positive aspect, that's tremendous flexibility and adaptability. In its most picayune aspect, in the small-minded part, it's a tremendous bias and inability to see the whole picture. So until the whole picture has shattered, until you've had some feeling that what you thought you knew turns out to be not so authoritative, not so correct as you thought, you remain somewhat a prisoner of the idea that you have the right idea, that your opinion is the best opinion for you. But you didn't have the same opinion when you were 15 as you do now about most things. And you won't have the same opinion 10 years from now that you do today about most things. If you change your underwear as often as you change opinions, you'd never get out of the house. And this is what we live by. Really, most of us, we live by our own opinion. Now, when we hear all the wacky opinions that people have, we laugh, we think, boy, that's silly, that's stupid, that's uninformed, never thinking that we're just as wacky. Everybody else's opinion, that's easy to judge, that's easy to criticize, that's easy to laugh at. Or that's easy to think, wow, that's an intelligent opinion. But we don't question our own opinion hardly ever. If it's our opinion, by virtue of being our opinion, it has some weight, it has some validity, it has meaning. It has some substance. But all of that is a house of glass. All of that is sand in the wind. So yes, I am saying to you, I am suggesting that you stop believing yourself, stop trusting your own opinion, stop being so sure that your idea for you, about you, about life, about what's real, about what's not real, about what matters, about what doesn't matter. Stop believing that what's in your mind about it holds any weight. It might be right, it might be wrong, it might be accurate, it might be way off. It doesn't even matter. I'm not even suggesting it matters whether your opinion is a good one or a bad one, or an informed one or an uninformed one. I'm saying don't trust opinions, especially your own. You are not a good authority for yourself. You're too biased. You're too unobjective. You're too concerned with everything. You're not detached enough, and until you're detached enough, your opinion and your interpretation will just be a byproduct of this thought or that thought. And if the thoughts change, the opinion will change. And if the influence changes, the opinion will change. Somebody new comes in your life who's you feel is more knowledgeable than you, smarter than you, has a good handle on things more than you do, and they'll influence you, and suddenly all your opinions will go in a different direction just because one person. That's how fickle we are. That's how insubstantially we decide. So why trust it? Why give ourselves all that heavy, weighty responsibility? Why not relax a little bit